From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investments. Iceland's president refused the prime minister's request to dissolve parliament and call new elections. The document showed the prime minister and his wife set up a company with the help of a Panamanian law firm. Gunnlaugsson has denied doing anything illegal, saying all taxes were paid. Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There were about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government official tells VOA the first day of deportations Monday sent a total of 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. The influx of migrants continues. Officials said 300 arrived in Greece Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages held by the leading candidates. Wisconsin presents the best chance yet for Cruz to reassert his relevance in the Republican race. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday that judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. This is VOA News.